Perhaps such a man existed in Victorian England, when there was a knocking shop on every corner where he could blow off steam between flowery protestations of frictionless love, but not, to my knowledge, in 21st century Miami. And yet, I could imitate all those things perfectly, and I actually wanted to. I had no interest in a sexual relationship. I wanted a disguise. Rita was exactly what I was looking for. She was, as I say, very presentable. Petite and pert and spunky. A slim athletic figure, short blonde hair and blue eyes. She was a fitness fanatic, spending all her off hours running and biking and so on. In fact, sweating was one of our favorite activities. We had cycled through the Everglades, done 5K runs, and even pumped iron together. And best of all were her two children. Aster was 8, and Cody was 5, and they were much too quiet. They would be, of course. Children whose parents frequently attempt to kill each other with the furniture tend to be slightly withdrawn. Any child brought up in a horror zone is, but they can be brought out of it eventually. Look at me. I had endured nameless and unknown horrors as a child, and yet here I was, a useful citizen, a pillar of the community. Perhaps that was part of my strange liking for Aster and Cody, because I did like them, and that made no sense to me. I know what I am, and I understand many things about myself, but one of the few character traits that genuinely mystifies me is my attitude toward children. I like them. They are important to me. They matter. I don't understand it, really. I genuinely wouldn't care if every human in the universe were suddenly to expire, with the possible exception of myself and maybe Deborah. Other people are less important to me than lawn furniture. I do not, as the shrinks put it so eloquently, have any sense of the reality of others. And I am not burdened with this realization. But kids are different. I had been dating Rita for nearly a year and a half, and in that time I had slowly and deliberately won over Aster and Cody. I was okay. I wouldn't hurt them. I remembered their birthdays, report card days, holidays. I could come into their house and would do no harm. I could be trusted.